Our next session, responding to challenging patient behavior. Thank you, Brad, for being here this afternoon. Challenging behavior, patient behavior happens not just in the hospital, but we see it in the surgery center setting, we see it in the practice setting, both physician office and all the other ancillary providers' offices. So Brad, your remarks are going to be very helpful. Brad is an associate general counsel for operations for Parkland Health, Dallas County's 14,000 employee public health and safety net hospital system. Brad is responsible for providing legal support to Parkland's operational and clinical service lines and many other things. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thanks, Hal. My friend and former law partner, Virginia Mimak, said I should just stand up here and tell war stories for 45 minutes. And the good and bad news is I'm not going to do that. Because the bar wouldn't give you CLE credit, and then nobody would talk to me at the cocktail reception if I told all my good stories. So thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate Yvonne and Hal inviting me back to talk about patient behavior. As Hal mentioned, Parkland is Dallas County's public safety net hospital system. We've got a regional level one trauma center, region's only psych emergency department. We have an almost 900-bed, soon-to-be 900-bed acute care hospital and about two dozen clinics out in the community. We also operate correctional health for the Dallas County Jail, which is a massive facility, and have the nation's busiest emergency department by double. So we have a lot of behavior at Parkland, some of which is challenging from time to time. And so I'm going to talk about some of our experiences and where I think the legal bumpers are. My pitch to you, if you are not a hospital operations attorney, is this might still be relevant to you. So if you are a general purpose outside healthcare lawyer who gets these phone calls for everything under the sun, you might get a question about patient behavior. And I'm going to give you the framework that I think you can start to advise from. If you work supporting providers who have patients, they may at some point encounter a challenging patient behavior. And even if you're not dealing with, folks bringing IV street drugs in to shoot up in their central line on a regular basis, I'm going to give you what I think is a set of bullet points to start helping your clients navigate some of the challenging behaviors that we see from our patients. Disclaimer, I am not your lawyer because you are not Parkland. This is not legal advice. Quick roadmap. I like agendas at the beginning of presentations because I have a very short attention span. So this is where we're going. We're going to talk briefly about workplace violence because you can't talk about challenging patient behaviors without workplace violence in 2025. That's a sad state of affairs, but that's where we are. We're going to talk about behavioral health issues. Not all behavioral health issues are challenges, but there are some special rules that apply when they are. And so we're going to talk about that. And finally, we're going to talk about sort of the consequences. When we have to modify or interrupt a patient's care, how do we do that and steer clear of all the bad stuff that Hillary just told us about? Then we'll do questions. Nobody's asking those today, but I dare you to ask me for one. And then the reception. It's great news. Okay, I want to talk terminology. I think words matter a lot. I was a litigator before I went in-house at Parkland, and I really believe in the power of words. And I'm talking about challenging behaviors. I am not talking about challenging patients. And I think that's important. We as lawyers know that the law proscribes behaviors. It doesn't punish people. It punishes behaviors. Behaviors are a thing that we as lawyers can help address. People are not a thing that we can help address. Law does not give us recourse against somebody's personality or their character, perceived or actual. And I think it's important for us as the people who are not in the reception lobby getting cussed at or spit at, or who are not in the clinic exam room feeling like we're in danger, who are typically not on the other end of the phone with an angry patient or family member, I think it's really important for us to leverage that distance and help our clients retain some perspective that when we're talking about dealing with challenges, we're talking about behaviors and not people. It's helpful, I think, for us not to label people as challenging or problem patients or repeat offenders or things like that. And I just think it's the right thing to do. I think healthcare as a whole, especially on the hospital side, we're moving towards more patient-centered care. And I think this is...